Vivek Ramaswamy's with a vision for Ohio's future. Texas border business. Texas border business. Logan, OH, March 3, 2025. The Hocking County Republican Party hosted its annual Lincoln Day dinner at the Hocking Hills Retreat Center, HHRC, where Ohioan entrepreneur and political figure Vivek Ramaswamy took the stage as the evening's keynote speaker. Addressing a packed room of local party members, community leaders, and grassroots supporters, Ramaswamy outlined an ambitious vision for Ohio's future, focusing on economic growth, educational reform, and restoring civic values in the state. Ramaswamy, known for his business acumen and national political presence, emphasized the importance of economic independence and growth. He urged Ohio to become the top state in the nation for business innovation and workforce development. We need to build and grow new businesses, not just as an academic exercise to boost GDP numbers, but as a fundamental way to strengthen our economic and social fabric. He stated, Ramaswamy stressed the need to keep local businesses thriving to prevent a future where community programs, like youth sports teams, struggle due to a lack of sponsorships caused by businesses relocating to other states. He painted a picture of an Ohio where families can afford to grow, single parents no longer hesitate to have another child due to financial concerns, and every parent can confidently believe that their children will have a brighter future than their own. I will lead Ohio to become the state of excellence in America. He declared, drawing applause from the audience. Fixing Ohio's education system, one of the most striking points of Ramaswamy's speech was his criticism of Ohio's current education system. Calling it a crisis. He pointed to data revealing that 75% of 8th graders in the U.S. do not perform math at a proficient level and 70% struggle with reading. We now have kids in other countries, where English isn't even their first language, performing better on English proficiency exams than our own students. That is unacceptable, he stated passionately. To address these issues, he pledged to make Ohio the top-performing state in education, focusing on math, reading, writing, financial literacy, physical education, and civic education. He proposed a merit-based pay system for educators to attract and reward the best teachers, ensuring that the most talented educators are incentivized to work in communities that need them most. Our best teachers aren't being paid what they deserve. We need a system that rewards performance, incentivizes improvement, and ultimately serves our students better. He stated, he also proposed that Ohio require high school seniors to pass the same civics test given to legal immigrants to graduate, ensuring that young people understand the foundations of American democracy. In a strong stance against absenteeism and school closures, Ramaswamy criticized past COVID-19 policies that kept public schools closed while private institutions remained open. Never again will we bend the knee to a cheap knockoff version of Anthony Fauci who allowed our public schools to be shuttered while private schools stayed open. She owes those kids an apology. He declared, referring to Ohio's past leadership. He also pushed for a greater police presence in schools to enhance security, ensuring that every institution has trained officers on site to protect students. Ramaswamy acknowledged that not every young Ohioan needs to follow the traditional four-year college route to succeed. Instead, he advocated for expanding vocational training, apprenticeships, and alternative educational paths, ensuring that professions like plumbing, welding, and carpentry receive the same respect and opportunities as those pursuing careers in law, medicine, or engineering. Turning to a young apprentice plumber in the audience, Ramaswamy asked, "Do you think you could have started even earlier?" The young man nodded in agreement, highlighting Ramaswamy's point that Ohio's workforce could benefit from earlier exposure to hands-on, earn-while-you-learn programs. We don't need to call them the trades, we should call them what they are, professions. And they deserve just as much respect as any other career, he stated, drawing another round of applause. Bringing back physical education and mental well-being, Ramaswamy also touched on mental and physical health, calling for a return to structured physical education, including the revival of the presidential fitness test, complete with pull-ups and other physical benchmarks. We have an epidemic of depression, anxiety, fentanyl abuse, and suicide in this country. One way to fix that is through movement, discipline, and a renewed focus on mental and physical well-being. He said, Additionally, he vowed to remove cell phones from classrooms, arguing that social media and screen addiction contribute to declining attention spans and rising mental health issues among young people. Ramaswamy closed his speech with a bold promise to visit all 88 counties every year of his potential administration, ensuring that Ohioans across the state have a direct line to leadership. "I don't want to govern from a bubble. I want to listen to Ohioans, to you, to all of you," he said. Encouraging unity, he welcomed not only Republicans, but also independents, libertarians, and even disaffected Democrats to join his vision of Ohio's future prosperity and excellence. "We are not victims, we are victors. We don't whine, we win. And together, we will make Ohio the greatest state in America," he concluded to a standing ovation. The event wrapped up with a silent auction fundraiser for the Hocking County Republican Club, reinforcing the community's commitment to supporting its local party initiatives and grassroots efforts. As the night ended, one thing was clear: Vivek Ramaswamy is positioning himself as a key voice in Ohio's political future, and his message of economic growth, educational reform, and civic revival is resonating with many.